The most notable event in the history of literature occurred at Stratford-on-Avon in Warwickshire on the 22nd or 23rd of April 1564, when Mary Arden, wife of John Shakespeare, gave birth to a son who was christened William. John Shakespeare was a glover by profession. He cured and dressed the skins of horses, deer, sheep, goats, and dogs. John Shakespeare also dealt in barley and timber as a sideline. The early part of his life was successful. His wife inherited property at Wilmcote, and he was able to buy the premises adjoining his house in Henley Street. By 1576, when he applied for and was granted the coat armour of gentlehood, he had become prominent in public office. But from that year, when his son William was aged 12, he began to suffer in purse and prestige. For not only did he decline the grant of gentlehood at the last moment, but in January 1577 he withdrew from municipal affairs. The rest of his life was passed in financial or social embarrassment. His wife's inheritance and his own property were sold or mortgaged. In 1580 he was marked down as malcontent, bound over to keep the peace and fined £40 for non-appearance at the Queen's Bench. In 1586, a new alderman was appointed in his place. "For that Mr. Shakespeare doth not come to the halls when they be warned, nor bathe not done of long time." Apart from these facts, we learn from someone who met him towards the end of his life that John Shakespeare was a merry-cheeked old man who cracked jests with some William. Of Mary, his wife, who bore him a number of children, we know nothing, except that she raised no objection to the disposal of her property and was therefore helpful and docile. The rise and fall of John Shakespeare must have made a deep impression on William. An ambitious youth who has seen his father parading the streets in state and bowed to by leading citizens, and has then seen him peering furtively through windows and only venturing out of doors after sundown for fear of arrest, will quickly make up his mind to follow in the footsteps of the bailiff, not the debtor. And one of the things William determined to do was to get that coat of arms which his father had asked for in prosperity and refused in adversity. "Let fame, that all hunt after in their lives," is the opening line of one of his earliest plays, and we shall see that he sacrificed some self-respect in order to rise in the world. He was educated at the King's Free School of Stratford, where he attacked the Bible, the Geneva version, and received a thorough grounding in Latin. Ben Jonson declared that he had small Latin and less Greek, but Ben was an exceptional scholar, and neither of his statements is quite accurate. In time, he became fully conscious of the fact that, compared with the university men whose plays he eclipsed, he had no learning, and in one of his sonnets he referred to his rude ignorance. But with the actor's aptitude for assimilation with which he was preeminently endowed, he could portray the scholarly type as well as any other, for which purpose he had absorbed as much of the classics as he required. Caesar, Livy, Horace, Virgil, Seneca, and Plautus may be traced in his plays. But the only classical author he knew well in the original text was Ovid, parts of whose Metamorphoses he studied closely. Other books which fascinated him at different periods of his life were Holinshed's Chronicles, probably the 1587 edition, which informed many of the history plays, North's translation of Plutarch's Lives, and Florio's translation of Montaigne's Essays. Owing to his father's straitening circumstances, he was removed from school at about the age of 12, and thereafter for some years, except for the circumstance of his marriage, he is lost to history, but not to legend. He probably helped his father for a time, learnt the craft of dressing skins, did odd jobs, ran errands. In his spare time, he must have explored the countryside, his observant eye and sensitive mind noting and memorising those intimate small things in nature which are visible to the poet's perception, and those large effects of nature which in the poet's imagination are related to the human emotions. At the age of 18, he married Anne Hathaway. Few actions.